Hey friends, it's July 17th. I want to ask you a question today. What would you say is the most important attribute of a good friend? I think for me, I would say a good friend is somebody who never gives up on us, on us, or who would never give up on me. It says in Proverbs 17, verse 17, it says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." That's a pretty potent verse there, isn't it? There is a big difference between being an acquaintance of someone and being a true friend. So, a couple more questions for you. Do you have a true friend who is with you in adversity? And I have said this so many times before, and I will continue to say it because I truly believe it. God has created the church to be a community, a body of believers that can be with each other during good times and during bad times. And this verse reminds us that a brother, a true friend is born for adversity, meaning that when we go through things, if we have people in our lives who are true friends, they will be right there beside us in our pain. Nothing feels better in a time of need than when we have a godly person come alongside of us and say, "I want to walk through this with you." Not, "Call me if you need anything. Call me if you need me. Just want you to know I'm here for you," but then they never show up. A true friend is someone who is going to be there for us in our darkest moments. There's an old hymn that says, "What a friend we have in Jesus." And that's the name of the hymn. And I love the fact that it talks about Jesus being there in our pain. And so I want to ask you today to pray with me about not only having those kind of friends, but being that kind of friend. Let's pray. God, we don't get to use the excuse that we don't have the right personality to be a friend, that we're too private. Lord, you have created us for community. And Lord, I truly believe that if we have one good friend that sticks close to us in adversity, you have blessed us greatly. For those with that emptiness of not having a friend like that, would you remind them, Lord, to put themselves out there and to find those friends in the body of Christ? Lord, we not only ask for friends that will be with us during adversity and the darkest times, but also friends, as we've said recently, that will celebrate with us in the best times. But God, we also want to be that friend. So may we today assess what kind of friend we are. You call us to be brothers and sisters in Christ, that you call us to be a spiritual family. And a family that is closely connected is always present in times of trouble. So, Lord, bring those people into my life and bring me to a place where I am that for others. May that be all of our prayers today. In Jesus' name, amen.